Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press-on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Okay, so like we said last week, for the month of December, we are celebrating the year that is and was. We're talking in now past and present, 2019. Each week will be themed. So last week we had our hair week, which we picked our favorite products that launched in the hair world in 2019 and had an amazing interview with Dyson Lead Insights engineer Veronica Alanis. And we're giving away Dyson Airwrap or Supersonic products, okay?
This is so major.
I'm going to be real. I'm actually shocked at how, like, there's a ton of comments on the post, but like,
no one's entered?
I mean, people have entered, but I'm just like, why aren't more people wanting
to enter
this?
Maybe they're all like trying to catch up on our episodes. It's busy. I get it.
I'm just a little surprised at how, like, it's good for the people that have entered.
Right.
I feel like the pool is small right now.
Totally.
But I don't know.
My sisters were asking if they could enter.
My mom texted me and was like, Karina, my sister-in-law, which is so weird because my little brother is married now.
Yeah.
She wants to win the Dyson Airwrap or Supersonic. She shared it in her story. I'm like, family's not eligible. Neither are any of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had some of our sponsors reach out asking if what the deal was. No, you guys.
Sorry, we love you.
We love you, but you guys cannot enter the giveaway.
Yeah.
We still love you though. We hope that the Dyson Airwrap Fairy drops one in your lap.
Yeah.
But yeah, so last week, all about hair. This week, all about skincare. We love skincare. This is going to...
like our favorite.
Yeah, this is our favorite. So this is going to be... we have...
meaty.
So meaty.
So meaty.
We have a meaty episode this week, so let's get right into it.
Okay, we have to cover beauty news this week.
Duh.
Just because I'm trying to make this a beauty news segment, and it's not really. But we're going to make it work.
Sarah is obsessed with LeBron James and the Lakers. If you're not aware, this is what she has in common with Patrick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, tell us about what Bron's up to.
Okay, well, first off, I just would like to say that I met him and hung out with him this past weekend. And I still am like, it's very surreal.
The look on her face.
Yeah, it's like makes me uncomfortable.
Patrick took 800 screenshots of Sarah's face with LeBron standing right behind her. She's so happy. This would be like if Baby Yoda was real for me. I'm like, he's right there. He's right there. God.
And I honestly, he is just such like a massive human. He's like, it's like he's a super, he's like a superhero to me. Anyways, so got to meet him at the Levi's house over the weekend. It was a an event with Jug Life, which is JaVale McGee's water foundation.
Awesome.
And then the entire like Lakers roster showed up to support him, which I thought was really, really cute.
That's so nice.
And then
like LeBron did not have to show up.
No, not at all. He did not have to show up. Anthony Davis, the head coach of the Lakers, they were all there to support JaVale.
Who's
which is
the
just
head
like
coach of the Lakers
Frank
now?
Frank Vogel, who is like the most unassuming just man. But of course, like Matt, like my husband knew who he was,
obviously.
So we walked up to him and like had like a 10-minute conversation with him about like Lakers and like strategy and stuff.
Patrick has never been so jealous. It
was
in his life.
And then we were going to the valet to pick up our car, and he was behind us, and he was like, "Hey, I know you guys." Yeah. Dead.
Oh my god.
Dead.
So courtside seats are in
I
your
mean,
future.
That, you as you know, that's like my like moment of when I know I've made it in this world is if I have season courtside tickets to the Lakers. So manifesting.
Close.
Anyways, speaking of LeBron,
yes,
some exciting news partnership that he's doing with Calm, which is a meditation app, which is really popular.
And I would argue this is actually beauty related.
Yes, it is, because meditation affects your skin and your just well-being overall.
It's stressful, it's like this time of year. You need to chill the F out.
Yeah, and Calm is, I think, I mean, Headspace, next to Headspace, like Calm is probably the most popular meditation app.
Totally.
Didn't they do something with Matthew McConaughey?
App? Is it, was it Headspace or was it Calm?
Okay, it was Calm. Matthew McConaughey partnered with them and read like bedtime stories.
All right.
That?
And then he went home and said, All right. Something about like St. Nicholas and all is well.
Sleep
is a good
stories
night.
Narrated by Matthew McConaughey. Yes. So that must have done really well, because now they're partnering with LeBron James himself. Can you imagine doing a guided meditation with LeBron?
Actually, LeBron has a very good register, a very good tone to his voice.
Yes.
So I feel like hearing him talk, I would be very calm.
Absolutely.
It's like a sedative almost. He's just very, he has a good register to his voice, which
I agree.
I appreciate.
So, and like, who wouldn't want to meditate with LeBron?
But also, I think this is smart, because a lot of times, especially like, they're clearly targeting men. Obviously, like, you're a diehard fan as a female, but if you have a man in your life that loves basketball and especially loves LeBron, men are probably the least likely to take a minute for themselves and just like learn how to chill out.
Totally.
Like, they're not. Now, I'm not saying all men are like this, but I feel like men just don't prioritize self-care as much as women do.
Sure.
Which is why women are awesome. But in this case, like, oh, if like I can hear like LeBron in my head, you could be super meta about it too and just be like, LeBron is inside my head, and you know, manifest that into something bigger. So I think this is smart.
No, it is.
I'm dying to know how much they're paying him.
Same. So it is a multi-year partnership. It includes a national marketing campaign, original audio content from James. So I'm assuming that is the guided meditation.
Yep.
And then Calm donations to youth organizations, which is very in line with, you know, LeBron.
Totally.
So that's launching, I think, this week.
Great.
Yeah. I'm like very excited to meditate with LeBron.
Maybe he can come on Los Angeles and do a guided meditation for us.
When I was at the event over the weekend, I was like, what could I get LeBron to come on? Like, talk about inflammation of the body. Like, would you want to tell us all about like your infrared sauna treatments and like what you do?
LeBron, let's talk about thick thighs and how they're saving lives. Like yours.
I want to know, like, what he's using. He's got to be using some really
good shit. I know that for workouts and stuff, doesn't he use the Theragun?
Mm-hmm.
Or like a version of it?
He might use the Hypervolt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he goes to that stair climbing class, Rise Nation.
He does?
Yes.
Oh my God. Imagine.
The hardest class I've ever
taken
in my life.
Imagine like just showing up at like 7 a.m. class and then you're like, oh.
I'm like, oh, hey,
LeBron James.
Did you call him Bron?
No. I didn't.
Can you imagine if you're like, hey, Bron, he's like, who the fuck?
I made Matt like kind of be the one to like intro us or whatever. And I was like, is he going to say Mr. James?
You have he balls. Did it. I honestly.
I know.
When I see celebrities that I like would die to talk to, I can't. I just.
Which is so crazy because
I'm like
you
a little
like,
lurker.
You've met everyone. You have met literally everyone. I get it. Like it's
like
because we are so trained to like, you know, we have to act professional on behalf of like ourselves and, you know, whoever we're writing for. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to come off as a fangirl.
Totally.
But like this moment, I was like, I don't need to write about this for Bar.
Hell no.
I'm just representing me as a super fan.
Me as Sarah Tan.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, so Calm and LeBron launches this week.
Yes.
Yay. Okay, moving on to some makeup news. There are two big makeup launches that we think you guys might care about. So first being Tarte has a new product, but it's a new Shape Tape product. Which is super exciting because I know a lot of you love the concealer. We love the concealer. We love the foundation. It's really one of the most like high coverage, mm-hmm. but still luminescent concealers out there, in my humble opinion.
And it comes in so many different shades.
Yes, exactly. So they just launched on Friday the 6th, the Shape Tape Glow Wand. And it's a QVC worldwide launch, okay, which... Does this mean it's only available on QVC for right now?
I don't know. Maybe it's exclusive to QVC for like
a couple months or whatever. Yeah. Okay, so this is really interesting to me because it's a highlighter concealer hybrid. So you can apply it over concealer to brighten. You can apply it anywhere that you might normally highlight before you conceal or add foundation. And then you can also use it alone. I think this is a really stunning product. It's more like a luminizer instead of a highlighter.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm, totally.
Because it matches your skin tone, A, because it is based out of the same family as Shape Tape. So there's so many different shades. And it has this really pretty, like I'm looking at it right now, even dried down. It just gives your skin this really pretty luminosity. It's not glittery. It's not shimmery.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's not going to go anywhere, which I think is super important. So it's going to stay on your face.
It's just a lovely, dewy finish.
Yeah. So it's definitely more of a luminizer than a concealer. Mm-hmm. Like if you have something big that you're trying to cover, like this is not going to cover up hyperpigmentation.
Go with the OG Shape Tape.
Yeah, exactly. But I would say apply the Shape Tape concealer and then this on top.
Yeah.
The product actually... is really interesting looking. There's the top that has the wand, and then there is the bottom that has this little tiny sponge that you can either use kind of like a pen, mm-hmm. or you can pull the sponge out and wet it and then, you know, pounce it on your face, which I think is super cute. So overall, really excited about this launch. It's the Tarte Shape Tape Glow Wand. And then, we've got Lady Gaga.
Yes. Okay. So Lady Gaga launched a bunch of products for her holiday collection.
Yep.
Which I interviewed Sarah Tano, her makeup artist and the global artistry director for House Labs last week. And then Kirby also got to go to the pop-up event that we talked about on last week's episode.
Yep.
Got to see Gaga again, her old friend. You guys are like... buddies by now.
Lady Gaga.
Was she like, oh, Kirby?
Oh my God, no. But what's funny is like, I didn't expect her to be there.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, she doesn't have to. But what I will say about Lady Gaga is she is putting in the work for this brand.
She like, really is.
Especially with a lot of, we're seeing so many celebrity makeup launches. And, you know, Rihanna did it really well. She's so present at so many Fenty events and launches. I think Gaga is going to be the same way.
Totally.
You can't half-ass a launch like this. Mm-mm. If you're going to create a makeup line, people want to see you.
Yeah.
So you better show up to the big launches. Absolutely. And so she showed up to this pop-up at the Grove. It's no longer there, but it was a way for her fans and people that are just curious about House Labs to come in and try out all the products. We mentioned it.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. It was at the old Sephora space, so it was huge. It wasn't just like a little tiny, you know, box type thing.
Right.
So there was a lot of room to play. She was there and she kind of just hammered home like why she created this brand, which,
so
you know,
cool.
She just wanted people to feel accepted.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great way to come at a beauty brand.
And what I also love is the fact that like her and Sarah, like they seem so tight.
Oh,
like, it's more than just like, you know, like Sarah works for Lady Gaga. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like they are best friends. They collaborate with each other on these product innovations. And it's just, it sounds like they are constantly like working together to create stuff that they want to use on themselves, but also stuff for their fans.
So I think probably the most notable launch of them all is the palette, the eyeshadow palette. And I'll say, I think people, especially when House Labs launched, people wanted like extravagance and like craziness from Gaga.
Yeah.
But you also have to be realistic here. People, she's trying to cater to everyone.
Yeah.
So if you get, if you put out like a lipstick that's like bright yellow or bright like neon orange, it's probably not going to do well.
Yeah.
And at the bottom line is this is a business and they have to make money.
Yeah.
That being said, Gaga, with this palette, it is a 10-pan eyeshadow palette. There's actually a lot of product in these pans. So I would say this could last you for a good 2 years.
Yeah.
They're neutrals, but they have different finishes, which I think is really important. And this is an eyeshadow palette that I personally will use every day.
Same. And that's what Sarah Tano was telling me is that, you know, she said to your point, like, that a lot of Gaga fans, a lot of House Labs fans probably were not expecting them to come out with something that was super wearable like this. They were expecting a lot of color because they are a color brand. And she was like, this is glam room palette number one, meaning there will be, volumes to come where there will be a lot of color. But they wanted to create a palette that you will have on your vanity every single day that has everything for you. And then she also mentioned how Gaga wanted to make sure that it, you know, wasn't too big, or also Sarah herself, and you could travel with, but she didn't want it to be square pans and she didn't want it to be circle pans. She wanted it to be, you
these
have
rectangles.
A lot. Yeah. These rectangles, because it offers a lot of product, but then because there's only 10, it's not going to overwhelm you. It tells a story. It's really cohesive. And like you said, this will last us and we could use it like every single day.
Yeah. And there's the different finishes are great. Like there's the mattes, there's the shimmers, and then there's like the duochrome.
So
there is a shade. Which shade is this one right here?
It's called Applause. It's the one that she uses the highlighter, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like a really pretty gold with a pink pearl finish to it. But it's a duochrome. So it really does pack a punch in terms of the highlight. She wore it in the campaign as a highlighter. It's really pretty. I'm also obsessed with Scotch.
Yep.
Scotch is like the go-to brown shade for me.
Yeah.
It has a shimmer to it. If you like more like burgundy shades, I would say Contort is going to be your fave. But then there's also like a really beautiful violet color. And then obviously like a matte black to really smoke out your eye. So very wearable shades, in my humble opinion. And Gaga even said, like, when she first started doing makeup as she was becoming Lady Gaga, she just wanted to feel pretty.
Right.
She struggled with that growing up, and that these were the shades that she used.
Yeah.
That she would actually, like, sometimes she couldn't afford liquid eyeliner, so she would take a brush and then wet it and dip it in. She was like, this is her quote, she was like, cheap black, you know, eyeshadow, but she was like, but this is not cheap.
Yeah.
Like she was like very, she's like very charismatic and cares a lot about her products. So
totally.
I think that if you're going to get anything this holiday season for Gaga fan, get the palette.
Yeah.
I think the palette is going to be like the standout.
Totally. I just feel like it's something that everyone can use.
Yep.
And it's only $34.
Yeah,
so it's not like
way affordable.
Like there are so many palettes out there that are like $60, $70
totally.
Plus.
Yeah.
And this one just, yeah, it's like affordable. Again, works for everyone, with everyone. It's vegan.
Oh, last thing I was going to say about it is that the shades are super blendable. And also one thing that I think people expect from palettes now is that like you stick your finger in it and it gives you this like huge opaque payoff, which is great for Instagram, but
for
like
swatches,
for your eyeball,
yeah,
that's not good. You want to be able to layer and build. This is very buildable.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're going to get a fit, like,
right.
It's still going to pack a punch when you put it on, but it's not faint, but it's not going to overwhelm your eye either.
Totally.
Which I really appreciate.
And something that Sarah mentioned too, that she loves about the palette and also like a lot of the eye products, is that you can apply it with your fingers.
Yes.
And it'll still, like, you can still, you know, blend and build really easily because it is really silky. But yeah, those were two exciting launches.
Yay.
All right.
So this week, as we mentioned, it's Skin Week. And we're breaking down today our favorite launches, skincare launches of 2019.
There were so many.
There were so many. And because there were so many, we are foregoing what's on our face this week. A, because we both don't have anything on our face right now that we haven't already talked about.
Yep.
And B, we wanted to do 5 products each for skincare. Skincare is a little bit more detailed than hair care, so we want to make sure that we're not, you know, making this a 2-hour long pod. But we have some good ones. Again, they had to launch between January and December of 2019. These are all products that we have actually tested. I know last week with hair, we were mentioning products that maybe a coworker has tried and loved that we felt were really great brand launches. These are all our tried and trues that mm-hmm. we tested for weeks and truly believe in.
Yes.
Okay, so Sarah, do you want to kick things
sure.
off?
Sure. Okay, so we've talked about this product already. We had April on our podcast, but one of my picks is Vintner's Daughter's Essence, which I feel like is also one of Kirby's picks.
Yep.
So this was the second launch from the brand. So for a while, they only had one, which was the Active Botanical Serum.
Yep.
And then April decided to launch an essence, which would be the product you would use before the serum. And I don't know if you guys use you guys have to use essences by now if you're listening to us.
I think a lot of people were very confused when back yonder in our first or second episode.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think essences now are a part of our Glamgelino's vocabulary for sure. I don't know if they're actively using them, but I think that if you're really looking for one that delivers so many different benefits, yes. this is the one to definitely invest in.
Right. So not only does it, you know, offer the hydration that essences are most known for when you use them, but it also has, you know, the micro exfoliation, it brightens, it firms. And then what I think sets it apart is it really provides nutrition, which is what they like to call it, for your skin. So it has 13 nutrient-rich botanicals, and then it has like a very unique fermentation scent to it.
Yeah.
It's almost like apple cider vinegar.
Agreed.
And it is very liquidy compared to some other essences that I've used that are almost like a liquid lotion almost, yeah, like you would yeah. say. Mm-hmm. So this essence is really, really watery. Like I don't know how you apply it, but I literally will just lie down on the bed and then just like drop it on my face because I don't want to waste like any drops. And then I just like pat it in really quickly. How do you do it?
Sometimes I'll pull an Instagram and apply it directly yes. to my skin with the dropper.
Yeah.
But because it's so liquidy, it yeah. just lies down.
It just
down.
Goes so quickly. That's why I apply it laying down.
Oftentimes I just put it in the palm of my hand, honestly, and then just pat it. But mostly yes. I was going to say, I love this product specifically for my T-zone, like mm-hmm. where I'm typically most oily.
Yeah.
And then when April told me this, my mind was yes. blown underneath the eyes.
Same.
Completely changed my routine.
You guys know that Kirby and I are not huge eye cream people, but she suggested that we use the essence for our eyes, and I've been doing that too.
Because it has those like little micro exfoliating acids, which will help with the fine lines.
Yes. So this is an investment.
This is an investment, but like you guys are spending hundreds of dollars right now for the holidays.
Right.
So I don't feel that bad.
No. And honestly, like this is something that I can confidently recommend because yep. it is, my skin just eats it up
yep.
and I feel really, really good about using it because you're just providing so many nutrients to your skin. So mm-hmm. it's more than just the hydration step. It's more than just helping the other products that you use after penetrate your skin. Like you really are like, this is the first thing that you're putting onto your skin. So it's super close. And so I just feel like it just helps. Like I notice a difference when yes. I don't use it. And if you are concerned about the price, well, April suggests using this and her serum. So those are 2 products.
Yes. She says that it's like you should apply it to clean and dry skin. Mm-hmm. So consider this 4 or 5 of the steps that you're already doing.
Yes.
And then apply your normal moisturizer if
right.
you want. I'd also say if you are a little bit nervous about the Active Botanical Serum because it's like an oil serum.
Yeah.
I favor the essence over the serum, even though I love both.
Right.
Just because of how oily my skin can get. Although I will say using them together is truly like
yeah.
chef's kiss.
Yeah.
So
that's one of my picks.
Which was a great launch. I also wrote about this for Pop Sugar when yeah. it launched. So we're obviously obsessed.
Stans. What about you? Oh, what is this product you want to talk about?
I don't know if you guys have heard about this. It's the Beauty Stat Universal C Skin Refiner.
I want to know how many of you guys have bought this product because of Kirby.
Can I get an affiliate
you
code?
Really, I don't know how they haven't sponsored you yet.
Okay, I learned that Ron Robinson is maybe still a influencer marketing company. Okay. Like the guy that created it from Fred Siegel worked with influencers. And then he's also a cosmetic chemist or something. And was like, let's just make products. So what? I feel like, help me out. Yeah. Like, give me an affiliate code. I promise I will sell you product. I'm apparently really good at it because people love this stuff.
I know a ton of people.
So it's $80, but for good reason. So if you like CE Ferulic from SkinCeuticals, which is also one of my top tier Holy Grail products, this is worth giving a try, especially if you want something that is more of a lotion consistency instead of the serum that you have to drop on your face or in your palm or whatever. So it includes 20% stable vitamin C. It's one of the most potent vitamin C products out there. It includes L-ascorbic acid, which we all know is like the most stable vitamin C. The thing that makes this product especially interesting is how the vitamin C is delivered to your skin. So it's actually encapsulated within the little lotion. And as you apply it, it kind of has this gritty texture, which I know a lot of people have gotten used to. Mm-hmm. They will at first be like, Kirby, is this supposed to feel this way? Yes, that is, you actually are feeling the encapsulated vitamin C. And as you rub it into your skin, it's those little encapsulated balls or whatever they are break open and they deliver that vitamin C. And
it's super potent
and it makes sure that your vitamin C doesn't oxidize. We talked about this in our vitamin C episode, but vitamin C is very finicky and it needs to be stabilized. It can go off the rails. So you really need something to make sure that it isn't going to oxidize quickly. Because of the bottle and because of how it's encapsulated, you don't have to worry about that. And it also includes green tea, which is an amazing antioxidant, as we all know, for our skin. Mm-hmm. But this product, I think a lot of people think vitamin C, brightening, hyperpigmentation. Yep. Yes, totally does that. But vitamin C is also great for tightening your skin, minimizing the appearance of your pores, in addition to brightening those dark spots. So you guys know this. This product completely transformed my skin in July when my skin was horrendous. It was at its worst. I could not explain the breakouts I was experiencing. I truly think it was due to stress and a huge life change because, as you guys know, that's when I left PopSugar. But it has played a huge part in my routine, and I also love using it with the moisturizer that they launched as well, the hyaluronic acid moisturizer.
Oh.
But this is what I will say. If you're going to buy it from Violet Grey.
Yeah.
I've mentioned that before, but people have been saying in the group that they ordered from beautystat.com and they had some issues. They're like, is my order coming? Mm-hmm. It's taking forever. Violet Grey, at least make sure you get it within like 3 days or something like that.
Nice. Speaking of Violet Grey, we've got another product that I feel like they had the exclusive on this for a while.
Yeah.
So we can't do a 2019 roundup without mentioning Augustinus Bader. I can't remember.
Bader.
Augustinus Bader, Professor Bader.
Professor Bader.
I think it was like the Rich Cream didn't launch in 2019, right?
So the Rich Cream and the Normal Cream, I think they launched like simultaneously last year or the year before.
Yes, okay. But I feel like we are only learning about it this year, or we only learned about it this year.
Yes.
Or just, you know, rose to popularity in 2019. But they did launch a body cream this year, which if you want to treat yourself or treat a loved one to the most luxurious lotion ever, this is it.
And they probably, that's the thing about gifts. I think the best gifts are something people probably want but wouldn't get for themselves.
Just like,
can't think about it. Body cream, for me especially, I'm about to turn 33. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I am thinking about my body, so my neck, my décolleté, my legs, arms, so much more than I did even last year.
And I also think same, but also like I feel like the beauty industry is only now really paying attention to the fact that people want like skincare level lotions for their bodies, or you know, like we all, you know, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on products for our face, but like then we'll just, you know, pick up. I'm not saying that drugstore lotion is bad.
No.
Like there's like...
They definitely hydrate.
But there is more to this body cream. It has the same cellular renewal technology that the creams have, the ones that you use on your face, for your body.
Yep.
So not only is it going to really, really hydrate your skin, it is also going to promote... So it says promote the appearance of firmer toned, more even skin. Have you noticed that after using it?
Yes. I've been using it religiously since Violet Grey actually sent it to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those products that I think you notice when you stop using it.
Yep. Yes, I totally agree with you. It's hard when you're like, especially for skin, like, you know, on your body, they're like, am I really seeing it? But like you said, if you stop, then you're like, holy shit. My body's like, where is it? Where is my body cream?
I know Kat Quinn, who is the beauty director at Refinery 29.
Yeah.
She, you know, has struggled with her skin for a while and was like on this like road to success with her skin for her wedding.
Right.
And part of it was using, you know, Professor Botter's or Bader's products, and said that her skin honestly freaks out when she doesn't have it.
That's so
which
crazy.
I think is so interesting.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those products that I think.
Yeah. So it supports the healthy barrier function of your skin, you know, makes it more firm and toned, but it also is supposed to help with like cellulite and stretch marks.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe. Yeah. Maybe stretch marks. Cellulite is a hard thing to claim, in my opinion.
So many brands try to, and it's just, they have user trial results. They don't have, well, they did also clinical trials, and apparently said 75% reduction in the appearance of cellulite on the hips and then buttocks on the thighs.
I'm always weird.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. But 100% of people agreed that it left their skin intensely moisturized and hydrated, which I also agree with.
Agreed.
Victoria Beckham is obsessed with this product.
Obvi. She's Posh Spice.
Everyone loved your Mary Poppins.
Wow. Patrick was like, oh my God.
Editing it.
Can you imagine if you had like a Cockney accent? Like, I'm Carrie. It's like, stop. Oh my God.
Anyways, it's $165. So again, this is a big purchase, but I don't doubt that whoever gets this will love you forever.
Oh my God. This would actually be an amazing stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffer. Lord.
$200 stocking stuffer. Hey, it fits in a stocking.
You're right.
Okay. My next pick. You guys have also heard me talk about this product. It's Dermalogica's Phyto Nature Firming Serum. And initially when I talked about this product, I think I truly was like, I don't know how it works. It just works.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I don't understand the technology. Mm-hmm. But since using it and running out of it, like I have to call some more in because truly, like,
Isabel,
help. But it is the dual serum that protects your skin from external factors, which play a large part in how we age. So I think up until maybe 2 or 3 years ago, everything with your skin, it was like, oh, genetics plays such a huge part in aging. And that's why, you know, like there's not really much you can do as you age. It's mostly genetic, but actually it's not. There are the external factors like pollution, UV light, even blue light that we get from technology and stuff like that, that affects our skin and can age it prematurely. So this serum contains two chambers with two different serums. One is oil-based, one is not. That's why they have to separate them or else they would not mix, obviously, if they kept them together. Mm-hmm. And so the one serum that's lifting, it reduces inflammation, which, as we all know, the key to a lot of problems you might be having with your skin. And it uses ingredients like Camu Camu superfruit and Madagascar green coffee beans to lift your skin. And then it also includes a hyaluronic acid that's technologically advanced to act like as a filler almost, which kind of plumps your skin right on the spot. So you'll notice that immediately.
That's awesome.
Then there's the firming serum. And that firming serum basically turns over your collagen cells more quickly, and it has peptides that help restore and repair cells that like might not be as great as they can be. Mm-hmm. So it kind of hits it from two different angles. And it's the first product of its kind. Like, Dermalogica spent a lot of time researching and doing clinicals for this. That's why it was really hard for me to explain like how it actually worked, because I was like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this.
Right.
Over time, you'll notice how great your skin is looking. I haven't gotten Botox in a while. Usually I would go in for Botox like every 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten Botox probably in like 6 or 7 months. And I don't really feel like I need to.
No.
My 11s are still good, which, I'm feeling my zit sticker on the middle of my forehead.
Oh my God. I didn't even notice it.
This is so
good. Which one is it?
Cause RX. And then my, you know, smile lines around my eyes, like my crow's feet and stuff like that. I see them, but I'm not as concerned. I'm not like, oh man, I need to go get rid of these. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of that has to do with my skincare routine the past couple of months, but a big part of it has been this Dermalogica product. So for my list, this is definitely a beauty investment. It's $145, but it lasted me about, I think, 8 to 9 weeks, but I was using it every single day, morning and evening. So I feel like I got a lot out of it.
Totally.
Yay.
Great.
Okay, Sarah, yes. What is your third product?
Okay, so this is a little bit more affordable than the other products we've been talking about.
Okay.
It is the Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream.
Yes.
So this is for someone who has normal or dry skin. This isn't for you, maybe if you have oilier skin,
yes.
Because it is a really, it's one of their richer formulas. If you do have oily skin, I feel like the water cream is amazing, right?
Totally. Yeah. But I will say, I do love this cream.
You have a little bit,
yes,
of oily skin. Okay.
And I actually, pro tip, I use this as like a moisturizer at night.
Oh, which is good,
yeah,
because you want a little bit more. You want something a little bit thicker at night.
Totally.
So this is, it's got all of the amazing ingredients that a lot of the other Tatcha products have. It's got, but this is actually new, the Japanese purple rice.
Yeah.
So apparently this is like, so the rice has ability to survive in any harsh environment.
Mm.
So having that in the product, it's like a really great, strong antioxidant protective barrier. When you use it, it'll protect from pollution, stress, and UV damage.
Great.
Then it's got the Okinawa algae blend and hyaluronic acid, so that helps to replenish your skin's moisture. And then it's got, you know, botanical extracts like ginseng. It's got wild thyme, sweet marjoram. So, you know, it helps again to retain the moisture and then leaves your skin looking dewy. It definitely helps your, like its name, dewy skin cream. You'll look dewy, but you're not going to look oily. But like, again, if you do have really oily skin, you might want to just stick to using this at night.
Mm-hmm.
It is $68, so kind of a steal.
Yeah.
You know, compared to other products we're talking about.
Yep.
But a really great present, I think. Like Kirby was mentioning, you could use this at night. I like to use it during the day, especially during like the winter months when I'm feeling extremely dry.
This is a great winter moisturizer.
Yes.
And also should be noted that they created this because of the popularity of the Luminous Dewy Skin Mist.
Yes, yes.
So like everyone's obsessed with that mist.
Mm-hmm.
And then they launched this product at one of Mario Dedanovic's masterclasses earlier this year.
Which, like, why not get that? Like, double up the presence. Do this and the Dewy Skin Mist.
A little spritzer and a little moisture.
Yeah.
Love
that. All right, what's next for you, Kirby?
Okay, this is more just a brand that came over to the United States this year. And I think that if you are looking for a new skincare routine, a complete overhaul, but don't want to completely break the bank, this is the brand to start looking at. It's
hard.
The Inky List.
Sorry. I was going to say hard cosine. Aggressive.
Yes. The Inky List. So all the products range between $9 and $25. Hello. Like, you can't make this up.
That's like a salad.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. In LA, it's a salad. It's going to Sweetgreen and making your own salad.
Are you referring to that, the sign, the man with that account of the guy who holds signs?
Yes.
He has a one in front of Sweetgreen that's like,
what does it say?
It says something like, please don't make me spend $15 on like a bowl of lettuce or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes, I know. It's so sad. But
we do it every time.
We do it.
Okay.
So they launched in Sephora in May of this year. And I just, again, really love how affordable this brand is. It's incredibly minimal. So if you're someone that's super confused about skincare, you're like, I don't know what all of these terms mean. What am I supposed to be doing? This brand really breaks it all down because each product has one hero ingredient. And literally, it's not like I think a lot of times with skincare, the name can throw people off.
Totally.
They're like, what is this exactly?
Mm-hmm.
Not with the Inky List. It's like retinol,
right.
Niacinamide.
Hyaluronic acid.
Exactly. So it really breaks it down. The founders, Mark and Colette, they used to work at Boots.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, one was in branding and one was in product development. And so they came together to create the Inky List just to kind of like break things down for people. Sarah and I met them at Sephora this year.
So nice.
Freaking loved them.
So much fun.
So much fun. So knowledgeable. I think they had the best exhibit at Sephora because you got to create your own serum, which who doesn't want to do that?
Right.
That is brilliant. So you will find that several of their products, they contain ingredients that you probably haven't heard of yet, are not popular yet. And that's because when we talked to Mark, he said that many of the ingredients that they have been developing or using, their labs are coming to them and being like, oh, we'd like to take this out to other brands.
Yeah.
So one of the examples of that is like the transexamic acid. They started utilizing that ingredient specifically for hyperpigmentation. Apparently, I'm hoping I'm saying this right. Transexamic. Yep. I think I am saying it right. Transexamic acid.
Transexamic.
It's like one of the ingredients that you can, I think, take it in pill form, and it's supposed to help with melasma. And they made it so that you can apply it topically to help repress the melanin and keep your hyperpigmentation at bay, which I personally love. I have noticed that my skin has cleared up just from sun damage and stuff since using it. I know that I will never fully get rid of my hyperpigmentation, guys, because I have melasma. But that's an ingredient you're going to see so many different brands using in 2020. And if you Google it right now, I think the only skincare product that pops up is the Inky List. I think everything else is like, what is transexamic acid? So they have incorporated that into, I think, like maybe one or two of their products. But I think their retinol is really nice. They have a bakuchiol, which is the all like the more sensitive. Yeah, the retinalt, like a alternative to retinol. They have niacinamide. And I have to tell you, the snow mushroom gel, it's a moisturizer. If you do have oily skin, this one is bomb. And if you have inflammation or redness, this one is great too. It actually takes down the redness in your skin. Awesome. And I remember like thinking, I used it, I was starting to test it out and wondering like why my skin didn't look as like ruddy or, you know, as like it looked brighter and more clear, more pure, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And it was because of the snow mushroom gel for sure. So
awesome.
Just a huge fan of the Inky List. And I really think if you guys are wanting to try something different ingredient wise, start with them and then branch out. Okay, Sarah, number four for you.
Okay, I picked Summer Friday's CC Me Vitamin C Serum, which I have talked about on the pod before. It is a great, I kept saying it was a dupe for Glass Skin, but it's like $64, so it's not really a dupe.
Yeah, not exactly a dupe.
It's just another alternative if you're looking for to try something else.
Totally.
So it is multitasking serum, brightens, improves skin texture, reduces dark spots and hyperpigmentation. It's a really beautiful product. I am really impressed by Mariana and Lauren. I think that they are really, really thoughtful when they're, you know, creating their products and thinking about, you know, stuff that we really, you know, need and you and want as, you know, busy people just looking for products that can, you know, do more than just one thing. And this product does that. So you can use it as a vitamin, your vitamin C product, if you want to look or find something that brightens. But it also has Kirby and my favorite squalane, which is, this is a product where, you know, at first I was like, I'm scared, but it's, I guess I love squalane in this.
I know. That's the thing that's weird.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's weird because Sarah and I talk about how we shy away from products with squalane. Yeah. And then we started looking at all the products like, that we love and we're squalane. Like, squalane.
But I think like we said,
formulation.
That's like, it's so important. And the squalane in this formulation really works for me. So the squalane helps with the hydration, seals in the moisture, and then it has a peptide complex to help with like firmness and the texture of your skin. It's got the Clean at Sephora sticker. And like I said, $64. I used this, finished it, need to bother someone to get me another one. And I noticed like a difference in my skin in terms of just like you were talking about purity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purity.
My pure skin.
I was also going to say it has niacinamide in it.
Oh,
and
yes.
I think a lot of people are freaked out about using niacinamide with vitamin C.
Yes.
But if you look at the ingredient list, the second ingredient is niacinamide and the third is the ethyl ascorbic acid, which is a form of vitamin C. So, I mean, it also has another form of, it has like several forms of vitamin C in this. So overall, I think Mariana and Lauren have done an amazing job with Summer Fridays and we would love to have them on the podcast. Yeah. So ladies, if you're listening, please join us. Also, I have to tell you, Mariana, like influencer wise, I feel like I just watch people to catch up on like what's happening, who's talking about what, who's doing what. Mm-hmm. I don't really watch them for enjoyment a lot of the time. There are a few that I do. One of them is Mariana. Like, her Instagram stories are fascinating to me. She has turned me on to so many new apps. She does her skincare routine a lot of the time, which I find fascinating. We'll show like quick makeup stuff. And then she also talks about like her schedule and being a brand founder.
Yeah.
And I just find her really inspiring and super interesting to follow.
Yeah, I don't even like consider her like a beauty influencer
anymore. No, me either. She's I'm just like
yeah, beauty founder.
Yes.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, so follow her if you guys want some inspiring content because totally. She's awesome.
Next.
Curbs. Next up for me. Okay, yay. Okay, so this one is a sunscreen and
oh,
it's...
yes.
What?
No, I'm like, oh, yes, uh-huh, me too.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. So Sarah and I co-sign on this. It's Dr. Loretta's Urban Antioxidant Sunscreen SPF 40. If you know us, to know us and love us is to know that we don't wear anything less than SPF 30 on our faces. Yep. Just going to put that
and
out there.
So should you.
Exactly. But similar to the Dermalogica product that I mentioned, Dr. Loretta's sunscreen helps protect the skin from 4 external factors that the brand has pinpointed as the cause of 85% of aging. And what? Spoiler alert, we have Dr. Loretta coming up as a guest on one of our first episodes of 2020. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that.
It's such a good one.
She's a doctor, people.
Like, she knows. She went to school. She's been doing this for decades.
Literally, she is one of the people that helped establish the UV light rating system.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember the name of it.
Nope.
But she's a friggin' doctor. Yeah. That should be her tagline. I'm a friggin' doctor.
Which would...
I'm a friggin' doctor!
That would, separate her from a lot of people starting their own skincare brands and be like, well, are you a doctor?
Exactly.
Dr. Loretta. I'm a doctor.
So the 4 external factors that she has pinpointed are pollution, light, climate, and irritants. And this specific SPF includes both UVA and UVB protection, which I think is important, having both. And it's also important to enjoy wearing your sunscreen. It means that you'll use it more and that you will apply it correctly. So for me, this feels like a luxurious moisturizer. So I go through my whole routine. And because it also has that physical block in it, I use it last. Mm-hmm. And because if you have a just strictly chemical sunblock, you have to put it on before your moisturizer because it needs to be closer to your skin. But because this is like dual action, what's the term? Why am I blanking on the term?
What?
Broad spectrum. There we go. Wow. Well, I was like, what am I looking for? Broad spectrum protection.
So you put it on after your moisturizer?
Yes.
Okay, same.
So I'll put on, and Dr. Loretta also said to use it that way, which is why I'm doing it that way.
It's almost like a primer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason why I love it. But it has it doesn't have a strong smell, but it's very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's like faintly vanilla.
Yeah.
This is a product that contains coconut oil.
Again.
And it's one of my favorites. So again, formulation matters.
Yep.
Formulation matters.
It also means we're growing.
Wow. I feel so, people are going to just be surprised by me in 2020. Like loving Squall Lane and coconut oil.
Yep.
This sunscreen feels like a luxurious moisturizer. Also has a skin blurring effect, which makes it a great primer.
Yeah.
And you can leave it on alone. You can wear it under makeup. I just think that this is one of the best sunscreens out there that I've ever tried.
I love it.
And it also protects from the blue light. The blue light is super important, which you will learn about in Dr. Loretta's episode. Like the facts that she was, legitimate facts from actual studies that she was throwing at us. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Why don't we take this more seriously?
I know.
Especially since we're looking at a computer or our phones every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild. But if you are looking for a new sunscreen, please pick up hers. I think it's worth giving it a try.
I would even like pitch this to someone as like if they're looking for a primer.
Yeah.
Just because like, I mean, the sunscreen obviously is like the main bonus here, but like it just really does like create such a beautiful foundation on your skin.
Yep.
But yeah, I've been using it. I used it when I was in Aspen last week because I just felt like I needed that like extra layer of protection between me and like this cold ass snow.
Well, also people, yes, it was probably freezing
was
there
really
for you,
cold.
But it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
But to your point, I think a lot of people forget to use an SPF or sunscreen of any kind in the winter months.
Yes.
Because usually it's kind of cloudy and overcast. Maybe it's snowing in your part of the country.
Yes.
You still need sunscreen for so
you
many
still
reasons.
Need this
even
protection.
Inside. Mm-hmm. And again, Dr. Loretta will talk about this. You almost need
more
inside
from the fluorescent lights.
Which is
at the
absolutely
office.
Insane to us when we heard. So I'm just much love to Dr. Loretta. She was fabulous and we would have her back literally anytime.
Yeah.
But get ready for that episode.
Did you already mention how much this is?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It is an expensive sunscreen. It's $50, but honestly.
But it's a primer as well and a moisturizer.
You know what? I'm not even going to, give you a reason why you should. Like, you just, you need sunscreen.
Just trust us on this one.
Yep. Okay, finally, little Sarah Jessica Tan.
Me.
Let's talk about your last product.
You're going to have to also chime in here because you...
Co-sign
and like we're part of this process.
Woo-hoo.
So the last product I want to talk about is Kinship's Papaya Cleanser, which is got to be like my favorite cleanser currently... end of the year, ooh, I guess, because I'm talking about it.
That's amazing.
It smells so good.
It does.
It smells really like a tropical vacation.
And
it doesn't, like, I don't love eating papaya because the texture grosses me out a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little bit, like, balmy.
Too mushy?
To me. I don't know. Anyways, but regardless, I love it in things, like a smoothie and stuff, and that's, like, that's what this feels like and smells like.
Totally.
So it is, so can tell us about Kinship.
Yeah, Kinship was launched in November and it is the little baby of the founders, Allison and Kristen, who have, you know, long histories in the beauty industry. Allison worked for Benefit Cosmetics for many years. Kristen was a formulator for like Juice Beauty. Mm-hmm. It's so many other brands. She's fabulous. And so they came together and they really found that there wasn't a skincare brand targeting, you know, Gen Z that had products that were actually good for their skin. Like so many products have hormone disruptors in them, or it's like just straight up salicylic acid all the time. So they kind of wanted more advanced, more sophisticated ingredients in these products that like spoke to them like actual adults, but also that actual adults would be like proud to use.
Because I was going to say Gen Z, I am not.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But I love this product so much.
Totally. And so part of Kinship is that it doesn't want to disrupt your microbiome, which you're going to hear a lot more about in 2020. And we've talked about on this podcast before. But yeah, it like all the products. So there's like a three-step kit that you can get that includes the Naked Papaya Cleanser. Mm-hmm. And then these pads that are...
which are also great.
Yep. And then a moisturizer, which is like super lightweight and great. And then they also have a sunscreen, which I think self-reflect... it's really great. And then the pimple potion.
Oh, I still have to try that.
Pimple potion is great. If you are dealing with a breakout, it includes retinol with an AL and the salicylic acid together. And I think it's rare for a Gen Z focused brand to include an ingredient like retinol. Because we think of it like 30s, 40s, stuff like that. But
who are we talking to? Shawnee, which will... you guys will hear more of, but she was saying that you should be using retinol way younger than you actually think.
20s, yeah, for sure, like as a preventative measure, but
so this cleanser's got papaya in it, so that's like the brightening enzymes, a lot of vitamins and antioxidants, then it's got jojoba oil, and then sunflower oil. So it's like moisturizing your skin while you're washing. It's not going to strip away. And then it's got some vitamin E to like calm and soothe your skin.
Yep.
And then that kin biome, which is what Kirby was talking about, the plant-based probiotic to help clear your skin and make sure that you have a healthy, strong barrier.
So the Kinship's entire MO is helping make your skin clear. So if you do deal with acne or you have combination skin, feel like you have blackheads and stuff, Kinship, this is the brand that like I think is worthy. Everything is less than $25.
That's amazing.
Which is great, but it's direct to consumer. So you can't get this in a Sephora or Ulta right now. It's very much, you get online and order it. Their social media is great. They've done a really great job with it. And to Sarah's point earlier, I consulted on this brand and kind of, you know, asked the hard questions and made sure that everything was good to go before the launch. So, very proud of them.
Vegan, clean, cruelty-free, dermatologist tested.
They sent it to Dermalogica and they tested it.
Maybe.
And the dermatologist is like, great. Yeah. thanks for that.
Okay.
Oh, also,
yes.
I just want to point out, they are so earth conscious.
Oh, yes. I feel like that, I mean, huge for Gen Z, but also just like a good example in the beauty industry.
Most of their packaging uses ocean waste plastic, and they're not doing anything that is going to result in more trash for the environment. Go to their website and read up on what they're doing in terms of like returns and things like that. I love
the whole the QR code thing.
Oh yeah.
Where you can scan it and see where your where the plastic came from.
Totally.
Like what ocean it came from.
Yeah, which I think more brands need to start utilizing this and doing this for their brands, even if they've been established for a while.
Yeah.
Because at this point, everybody cares about preserving our beautiful earth. So obviously I co-sign on this yeah. one.
Last but not least.
Okay, this is actually a twofer.
Ooh, so, a twofer. I love a twofer.
So this is these serums are from Bliss. It is the Glow and Hydrate and then the Renew and Smooth serums. So in October, Bliss launched two new serums and Bliss got a major makeover, not last year, but 2017, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember. But in my opinion, one of the best brand overhauls I've ever seen. I grew up using Bliss products, especially the Fabulous Foaming Face Cleanser. Yep. You knew Bliss as like this spa brand. And then they kind of just like, I felt like the price point was too high and they weren't sexy anymore. And people are like, what's going on? Like I always yep. saw them on sale at Nordstrom Rack. They were just like trying
You're so
to,
right.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they overhauled their entire brand and they're like, okay, listen, we need to make it like vegan, cruelty free. We need to lower the price point. We need to reformulate so that these products are more accessible to, you know, the audience that we're trying to capture.
Mm-hmm.
And they did an amazing job. And they launched in Target, which I feel like if you're going to launch a new brand, freaking put it in Target. Like, so smart.
Yeah.
So having already loved the brand and been using their new products that they launched and like, you know, the reformulations of the old products and loving them, I got sent the Glow and Hydrate and then the Renew and Smooth serums last, I don't know, like summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved them. I was talking about them all the time. I'm like, this is such a great product. This is really helping. So Glow and Hydrate, it includes niacinamide and is the product that you would use during the day.
Okay.
And then Renew and Smooth includes polyhydroxy acids and glycolic acid, which is great for kind of like turning over dead skin cells and stuff at night. I had talked about these products so much that Bliss then reached out and was like, do you want to partner with us on the launch? And I'm like, yes. So I did, and I think if you are looking to incorporate a potent serum into your routine, but you don't want to spend, you know, as much money as maybe we recommended earlier on some of these other products, start with Bliss. They're at your Target. Go yep. to Target, grab them. The Glow and Hydrate, the daytime one, $22. Renew and Smooth is $25. So, you know, less than $50, and then some tax, whatever.
Yeah.
So super like affordable for day and night.
Such a good deal.
And it gives you a good amount of product too. Like they're not little tiny bottles. They're good size. They'll last you at least 3 months in my humble opinion. But I also wanted to say sometimes with active ingredients, if you have sensitive skin or irritable skin, it can freak out when you're introducing new products or even ingredients like these polyhydroxy acids and glycolic acids. However, these are formulated specifically for that type of skin. So try them. I guarantee you, you're not going to break out. You're not going to feel irritated. It's doing the work in the most gentle way possible. And I've just been really impressed with the brand overall. So those are my last two faves. I think that...
I love this list.
Yeah, I love this list too. I think all of us, or all of us, I think both of us, all of the voices in
Oliver
our heads.
Oliver included.
Yeah. Ollie loves the Renew and Smooth and Beauty Stat affiliate code Ollie20. But this whole list is just a list that it was actually really hard.
It was. I'm like thinking about the honorable mentions that we're about to talk about. And I'm like, oh my God, how much time do we have left?
I know we have to speed through these, but we do have some honorable mentions.
Yes.
First being the Mara Retinol Oil.
Shout out to Allison.
Allison and I used to work together at Pop Sugar.
The
messes we made at that company, like we were just out of control.
They should be so thankful that the both of you worked for them. Two stars.
Two crazy people. But Allison launched Mara in 2018.
But the retinol oil is 2019.
Yes.
And I got to be a model for her.
I know.
Like what?
So Sarah was a model for one of the campaigns and it was just like little baby really angel cute. With beautiful skin.
I'm not calling myself cute. I'm just saying the campaign was cute.
I'll say it. She's cute. No. So the retinol oil, if you're looking for a retinol, but you're worried about, you know, your skin getting red, ruddy, flaky, all that good stuff, I think Mara, because it is an oil, is super helpful. Also, Mara is an oil that you can apply. It's like an oil serum. So it's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be the last step in your routine. It does have like active ingredients in it that you'll want to make sure you're using closer to your skin and not being blocked out by like a heavier moisturizer. So just putting that out there. But great job, Allison. We love the retinol oil.
Yeah.
I also wanted to include One Ocean. Similarly to Kinship, you know, how they care about the earth and recycling. One Ocean has really put their money where their mouth is. It is a brand that was started this year, and the founder, one of them, used to work with Burberry Beauty, was in that world for so long, and she just loves the ocean and she wanted to do something to give back. So I believe this is correct, don't quote me, but before they even launched, they gave a $250,000 donation to Oceana.
Yeah, that's correct.
That is unheard of.
Yeah.
People do not, brands do not do this, especially before a launch.
Yeah. It was like hard for me to understand that concept because I was like, what? They already did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they really do care about the ocean, and a lot of the active ingredients in their products come from the ocean. I think their ultramarine cellulite night cream is bomb. It's a body cream. Again, I don't like to say creams can get rid of your cellulite, but I did actually notice visibly firmer skin from using this night cream.
Awesome.
And I was using it every night for like at least 2 or 3 months. So check out their products. They have a whole skincare range from, you know, cleanser to moisturizer, and then 2 really great body products. Okay, Sarah, what are some of your faves?
Okay, so I wanted to shout out that Sephora Collection, they kind of relaunched their skincare offerings. Mm-hmm. And Kirby and I have talked about their products on Glass Angeles before, but they're all super affordable. And they all have the Clean at Sephora stamp. And I can't even choose like one product of theirs that I love. But I guess if I had to, the cleanser is really amazing. They have a gel mask that I was using all summer. I think you like, I don't know if you, I feel like you were using it too.
I like the pads.
Oh, the pads. Okay. Well, there you go. And they're all under like, I think $20 or $25 or something like that.
Yeah. If you're going to Sephora, check out Inky List or Sephora Collection. They have really great affordable skincare.
Yeah. Another product that's not affordable that I want to talk about is the La Mer Regenerating Serum.
Oh my God, duh. We love this stuff.
Yeah. I was like, how did we go without mentioning one La Mer product?
I know, but awesome.
I guess you would say,
we have to par it back.
Yes. And you know, like this isn't a new product. It's a new formulation.
True.
So love that. And then also Charlotte Cho's brand Then I Met You released 2 other products, and the essence is something that I truly, truly love. So yeah. Oh, and then do you have one more? I think you have one more.
Oh yeah. I wanted to mention Lano. So Lano, a lot of you probably use Lano Lips. Mm-hmm. It's a really great lip moisturizer. And they launched several new products this year. They launched a cleanser, which is really great, an in-flight mask, and then their face base, which is like a really beautiful vitamin E face cream. And I just really like this brand. I think the founder, Kirsten, is amazing. And I'm a big fan of the brand in general. But if you're going to try any of the products, I would suggest the face base. I just think it's a moisturizer you can use day or night. And it absorbs so beautifully. It doesn't irritate my skin. I think it's great. So yeah. Honorable mentions, Mara, One Ocean, Lano, Then I Met You, La Mer, and Sephora Collection. Yay.
I want to know what you guys loved this year. Tell us what your favorite skincare products of 2019 were.
Yes.
Tag us. And then also, a little reminder.
About the Dyson giveaway. So it ends Friday at 12 a.m. Pacific time. The question that you have to answer, what product did I use before my audition? The answer is in last Tuesday's show, which were our hair care picks. And you can head to our Instagram, which is gloss_Angeles, to enter.
We really want to give this thing away, so you should be entering, guys.
I mean, someone's going to win. So enter, tag your friend. And then what I'm noticing is people are trying to put the answer in the comments, and unfortunately for you, I've deleted your comment if you did
disqualified.
You're disqualified because we don't want people
you're not disqualified, but just don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. We don't want people to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah. So thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed this.
Have a great week. Oh, and we have an episode coming out on Friday, so you'll get to hear our lovely guest then.
Woohoo.
Bye.
Thank you. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.